All right, so we're just trying to find your origin story, you know, learn a little bit more about you. It's 99.7 DJX.
And when we say learn, we really mean make up.
Yeah, yeah. So
just on your name and age. That's
yeah,
it.
You just gonna make send it me or send us your name and age, like Kelly said, 502-795-1997, and we'll do the rest in creating your origin story. So let's start maybe with Riley.
Okay, Riley's got a birthday coming up.
Wait, is Riley
going to be 24 in less than 2 weeks?
Oh, okay. So should I do 24 or 23?
Let's do 23 for right now, because okay. We're living in the moment.
All right, living in the moment. Riley, 23, she
yes.
lives like every day is an unsupervised group project.
Oh.
At the tender age of 18, Riley swore that she had her life mostly figured out and
sure.
immediately lost her ID in a couch that wasn't even hers. At 21, Riley adopted a go-with-the-flow mindset
yes.
that mostly meant just saying yes and asking questions later.
Okay.
All right. Now at 23, Riley owns 3 water bottles, but is somehow always thirsty still.
Yes.
Has a playlist for every mood, including, quote, panic but make it fun.
Panic but make it fun?
Eh. Riley says she's chill, but her calendar is a suggestion, not a rule.
Love it.
Riley, not irresponsible, just improvising at full volume.
I feel like that has got to be
all right.
85% like accurate.
85% accurate. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, that's got to be right.
That's
all right.
Good.
Let's do another one.
All right.
Taylor?
Taylor.
All right.
Let's do Taylor.
How old is Taylor?
Taylor is 36.
36. All right. Creating your origin story for Taylor, 36, reinvented herself so many times, witnesses are confused. At just 24, Taylor swore she was done with drama.
Yeah.
But immediately moved closer to it.
Sure.
Yeah. At 30, Taylor tried a glow up.
Oh, yeah.
That mostly involved just new opinions and a more confident walk.
Okay. Sometimes that helps.
Yeah, right. Now, at the tender age of 36,
yeah.
Taylor owns workout clothes worn exclusively just for emotional support.
Yes, athleisure.
Has a group chat uh-huh. permanently on mute.
Oh, okay. I'll come back to that. Those people are chaotic right now. I can't.
And starts most stories with, I wasn't even supposed to be there.
I like that.
At 36, Taylor is healed, growing, and absolutely not answering follow-up questions.
Oh, she sounds fun.
Nah, she does.
Absolutely.
She does.
That's
right.
Good.
That
That's
is good.
Great, Taylor.
Good origin stories here.
Yes.
We're creating them.
Just based on your name and age.
Yeah, name and age.
That's it.
Let's get to a guy here.
Oh, by the way, Kelsey says, I just turned it on. I heard panic, butt, naked fun. We misheard that a little bit.
Panic, butt, naked fun. That's right. That's what we like to talk about here on the 99.7 DJX. Creating your origin story, all right? Let's go to Diego. Diego.
Diego
is 56.
Sounds hot.
Lived enough life to treat chaos like casual acquaintances.
Yes.
27 years old, Diego was all like, I'll be right back. And returned years later with worse knees but better stories.
Wow.
41 years old, Diego decided to... that sleep was optional.
Yeah.
And coffee was his friend.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. 56 years old, Diego owns tools he doesn't even remember buying.
Sure.
Has beef with at least one appliance.
That makes sense.
And starts every sentence with, true story.
And he probably has a lot of them to tell. Sounds like it.
Diego gives advice no one asked for.
Yep.
Not slowing down.
Nope.
Just operating at a volume that suggests experience and at least one incident no one is allowed to bring up ever again.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that one. Hey.
We don't talk about Diego.
Hey, Diego. We could do a couple more of these coming up.
I like that.
All right. If you want us to, I don't know. Give us your origin story.
We have a long list.
All right. Well,
a long list.
Well, we can't get to them all because our show is limited. So maybe just choose three.
We could boot Ryan out of his slot today and go longer.
Oh, I thought you meant like Ryan texted us and
Oh, he probably would. Ryan, 30.
Hey, I'm Ryan. 30. I'm going after you guys.
We should completely come up with a completely different origin story for him.
That's funny. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll do a few more coming up. It's Mystics. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And
this is great.
We are creating your origin story. Now, we don't know much about you, but we'd love to. And so we're going to make it up.
Yeah, exactly. Just your name and age, and we'll take care of the rest.
All right, so who do we have next, Kelly?
Christy's 51.
All right, Christy, 51. Has been living life like a limited edition roller coaster. Refuses to let anyone ride for free.
Oh, my.
At 25, Christy decided she was over it all.
Yep.
Got a tattoo, got a new car.
Wow.
And has three opinions.
Okay.
That she wasn't actually ready for.
Oh.
At 38, she tried a wellness phase, involved candles, crystals, and a very judgmental cactus she named and befriended Steve.
A judgmental cactus named Steve?
That's right, Christy.
What?
Now at 51, Christy owns exactly one functioning blender. Has unread books that double as conversation starters.
Yep.
Mastered the art of the dramatic sigh.
Steve, what do you think about that?
Christy at 51, calm, chaotic, and operating at peak unhinged confidence.
Well, yes, because she talks to a cactus
named Steve.
That's my favorite.
That's great.
That's my favorite.
All right, who else we got, Kelly?
Where are we going to? Let's go to...
You want to do Tish?
30. Yeah, okay, Tish. Tish is 46.
All right. We'll do Tish. We're creating your origin story, okay?
Yeah.
All we're using is your name and your age, and we'll do the rest.
Okay.
Tish. Been collecting, quote, life experiences, like some people collect stamps.
Oh.
Except hers are mostly chaotic and glitter-covered and slightly illegal. Hi, Tish. At 24, Tish decided that she was going to find herself, wound up in a pottery class, turned into a fire hazard.
Oh,
33,
wow.
Tish adopted a new persona every month.
Oh, wow.
Each with its own wardrobe.
Sure.
Each with its own music playlist.
Okay.
And each with its own dramatic exit strategy.
That's a lot.
Now, at 46 years old, Tish owns three jackets that have seen more adventures than most people have, has a drawer labeled Miscellaneous Chaos.
Okay.
Tish is thriving in controlled chaos, fueled mostly by coffee and a strict no regrets policy.
She sounds like she needs a cactus named Steve, too.
Tish, why don't you and Christy get together? It sounds like you guys could be friends, according to us.
Yes. And our fake backstory for you. Yes. Jackie. Let's go with Jackie's 38.
All right.
Jackie's 38.
Jackie, 38.
By the way, Christy says, yes, I love it. Totally nailed that one.
All right. Jackie's origin story's been living life, Jackie has. Like a choose-your-own-adventure book.
Yes, I love those.
Written by a hyperactive squirrel.
Oh, okay.
At 25, Jackie thought she was going to get serious with someone. But instead adopted a plant that had commitment issues.
Named Steve?
Is it a cactus? Jackie, is it a cactus?
Why is everybody a plant named Steve?
At 31 years old, Jackie tried a minimalist phase and somehow owned more stuff than she did before.
And she didn't do that very well.
But this time, she acquired a llama named Mr. Fluffles.
Why?
Now at 38 years old, Jackie has a calendar full of maybe plans.
Because she's got to hang out with Mr. Fluffers, probably.
That's right. Jackie has a laugh that scares small animals. and is living a life that is chaotic yet brilliant, but works for Jackie.
With her llama named Mr. Fluffers?
Mr. Fluffles.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fluffles?
Fluffles.
Oh,
Fluffles.
My gosh.
Fluffles.
That's got to be close to being accurate.
Yeah.
That's great. Alex says you can never get rid of this segment.
Do we want to do one more here? Or do we want to just like take a pause and then do another one, another segment?
I think we're in the zone. We got to keep going on this freight train of fun. By the way, Tish said nailed it. Got it right.
Nailed it.
It's all right.
All right. That's
all
great.
Correct.
Everything is great. All right. So, all right. We'll do one more round. All right. One more round. We just want to learn your origin story. We've done this before. All right. Text us your name and your age. And
by the way, we're going to need to do Emily's, and then she's going to need a video of it. She wants us to send her a video of her origin story.
All right. We can probably figure that out.
All right.
All right. All right. So that's coming up. We're creating your origin story. All we need is your name and your age. And
that's it. We'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, we'll do the rest.
You sit there and look pretty.
Yeah. Who should we go with?
We need to start with Emily.
Emily. Okay.
Emily needs a video, too. So we're going
to. All right. So we'll have send this to her or whatever. Okay. Yeah. Emily, 58. Her origin story. Here we go.
Yeah. She works third shift, by the way. That's a little fun fact.
Emily has been collecting stories like some people collect rocks.
Oh, wow.
Except hers involve a minor disaster.
Yeah.
Per decade.
Oh, wow.
And an unverified encounter with a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Yes.
Oh, is the raccoon's name Mr. Fluffers?
At 26 years old, Emily decided that she was too old for nonsense,
yeah,
but bought a unicycle and a tambourine.
Wow.
At 39 years old, little Miss Emily tried a peaceful life phase.
In the circus? Because she has a unicycle and a tambourine.
That lasted approximately 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, before she adopted 3 cats.
Oh,
and
was one of them named Mr. Flippers?
and
Steve
named one of them Mr. Sparkles.
Mr. Sparkles.
Now at 58 years young,
yes,
Emily owns exactly one pair of socks that actually match.
Okay.
Has a drawer labeled emergencies only.
That's very organized.
Is wild, unhinged, and fully aware that she is the main character in her ongoing chaos documentary.
I feel like that has got to be 65% true.
All right.
That's good. Emily.
We're creating your origin stories here on 99.7 DJX. Just need your name and age. Who should we go to next?
Do we have like Tammy?
Tammy?
Tammy's 56.
All right. Tammy, 56.
Tammy! You guys have lived some life.
Been living life every day like it's the season finale, and the script is optional.
Reality show, I like it.
At 25 years old, Tammy bought a convertible on a whim.
Oh, nice.
On a whim.
A whim?
But drove it straight into a minor scandal.
Oh!
But called it character building.
Okay. Was it illegal?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Tammy, at 38 years old, tried a wellness phase.
Yes.
That involved kale.
Oh.
Chanting.
Yes.
And an emotional support ficus.
Emotional support ficus?
She named Gregory.
Gregory the ficus. I love all of this. All the plant names that have come up in the course of this segment is fantastic.
Now at 56, Tammy is wildly unhinged, unapologetically chaotic.
But Gregory keeps her on an even keel.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. There you are,
Don't
Tammy.
Don't forget to water Gregory.
All right. Let's maybe get to Christian.
Okay. Christian's 34.
Christian's 34. All right. Christian. All right. Christian at 34 lives life like he's starring in a reality show that only exists in his group chat.
Okay.
Yep. At 22 years old, Christian tried to start a passive income empire.
Oh, work from home, maybe?
Wound up with 3 half-finished websites.
Uh-huh.
And empty pizza boxes strewn around his place.
Dang it.
Yeah. At 28 years old, Christian decided to go full minimalist.
Oh.
And got rid of most of his furniture.
Oh, wow.
And then spent 2 weeks sitting on those stack of pizza boxes.
He didn't have any furniture.
He didn't have anything else.
Oh, wow.
At 34 now, Christian owns some hoodies that double as emotional armor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he still sleeping on the floor?
Delivers chaos as if it were a TED Talk.
Sounds like it.
And is charming, but fully unhinged.
But do we have a couch?
That's questionable.
It's unclear?
That's okay. Unclear.
All
that's
right. Unclear. Maybe he's still in the minimalist stage.
All right. Maybe let's do one more. We'll do one more here. Let's go to...
Renee is 60.
Oh.
She's probably lived some life.
You want to do Renee or you want to do Chelsea? We could do either one.
Let's do both. Okay. We've got time. Let's do Renee.
Renee
and
who's 60?
Chelsea. Yes.
Okay. All right, Renee, who's 60, we will, all right, let's do this. We're creating your origin story for Renee.
Based on your name and age.
That's right, 60 years old, live life like a rogue emoji.
Yeah, a rogue emoji?
Yeah, in a world of spreadsheets.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, at 22 years old, our sassy Renee tried to become a little bit more bold. Bought 3 leather jackets.
Oh, wow.
A scooter. Had a mysterious box labeled, maybe it's important. At 37 years old, Renee attempted a calm and quiet phase that lasted about 42 minutes.
Okay.
Before adopting a parrot.
A parrot? What's the parrot's name?
Bradley.
Bradley the parrot. What in the world?
Now at 60 years old, Renee owns at least one pair of sunglasses for every mood she has.
Uh-huh.
So that's dozens.
Uh-huh. Does Bradley have a pair? I feel like Bradley the parrot needs a pair of sunglasses too.
Sadly, Bradley is no longer a part of Renee's life now.
No! What happened to Bradley? R.I.P. Bradley.
Renee, wild and fully aware that her life is a performance and she's stealing the show.
Oh, I love all the supporting characters we've gotten to meet through this whole
thing. Here's the thing. You got to have a supporting cast in your life.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Starting with the cactus named Steve. We've got Gregory the Ficus.
Gregory the Ficus.
A llama named Mr. Fluffers. And Bradley the Parrot, who sadly didn't survive.
All right.
Wow.
Let's do one more.
All right.
Let's do one more. Oh, who'd we say?
Chelsea.
Chelsea. All right. Chelsea's 32.
Okay.
Our sweet 32-year-old Chelsea.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She's so sweet. She's living a life like she's starring in a sitcom no one else got cast in.
Oh, it's just about her. Doesn't need to have any other supporting
24
characters.
Years old, our sweet, sweet Chelsea.
Yeah.
Tried to start a chill era for herself.
Okay.
Wound up adopting a plant and 3 very judgmental succulents.
What? Wait, a succulent is a plant.
Oh, I thought they were different.
No.
Are succulents real?
Yes.
I thought they were fake.
No.
Oh, well then she adopted.
Okay. 4 plants.
4
then.
Plants.
What
then.
Are their names? Did she name them? She
no.
had to name them, right?
28 years old, Chelsea declared that she was done with it all.
Yeah.
But immediately texted everyone that she'd ever met about her feelings about such things.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, right. Okay. You processed some things.
Now that she is a young 32, our own Chelsea starts sentences with, "You won't believe this.
I got succulents."
But always delivers. Often involves someone else's car.
Okay.
And a misplaced sandwich. And a misunderstanding at Starbucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Chelsea has a laugh that scares some small animals.
I can relate to that.
Chaotic and brilliant and unapologetically unhinged.
I love it.
All right.
Did That's the fun. Plants survive? Are they still with
we
us?
We don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, they're succulents. How hard
like
are they?
They're hard to kill.
Right.
I feel like.
If anyone knows how to do it, it's our own Chelsea.
All right.
All right.
That was amazing.
You so
guys
there you are.
So
look at that. I love how interesting our audience is.
You guys are fascinating.
Yep. Creating your own origin story here.
We should have a little group gathering of all and bring
them
the
all.
Cactus.
Yeah.
Bring
the ficus,
the llama.
Bradley and Gregory and all the names that we've learned over the past several minutes.
That's my favorite.
99.70 JN.